Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I am not Maggie Dawn. I am Dan Schaefer. I'm your guest host this afternoon for the Maggie Dawn Show. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are unfamiliar with me or my work, I am the founder of the Recombobulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. And the Recombobulation Area is now part of Civic Media. And I am also now the political editor at Civic Media as well. So you may have heard me on a number of other shows. I'm on every Friday on Matt Nair on Air. I've joined Todd Alba's show in recent weeks. I think I've made the rounds on just about every Civic Media show since I've been in this role. But I haven't really done a whole lot of guest hosting. So apologies in advance if I do get discombobulated over the course of the show. My goal is to bring us all back together, recombobulate as best we can. We have discombobulating politics in the state of Wisconsin, and we want to, you know, recombobulate and put those together. That's what we're hoping to bring here on Civic Media and at the Recombobulation Area. If you've been joining us for the remainder of the show here, we were joined before the break by Natasha Kareki of NBC News. She was talking to us about the race for DNC chair. I also have a piece up at the Recombobulation Area today about that DNC chair race, because it, of course, has a Wisconsin connection, as all things do. State Party Chair Ben Wickler is potentially in the mix for that role. He is seriously considering running for it. I had one source tell me he would be the Goldilocks candidate for that role. So do check out that piece when you get the opportunity. But we are thrilled here to be joined by our next guest on the show this afternoon. We're going to be switching gears a little bit and from politics, talking a little sports, talking a little Milwaukee Bucks, with the beat reporter of the Milwaukee Bucks at The Athletic. Eric Name joins us for this next segment here. Eric, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show.
Thank you for having me.
So I must say, I have not, as big of a Bucks fan as I am, because of, you know, some certain things that have been in the news over the past couple months, I have not been watching all that much of the Bucks, not following it quite as closely as I do when there's, say, oh, I don't know, just not an election happening in the state of Wisconsin. But I made it out to my first Bucks game of the year on Monday and saw a really fun one where the Bucks defeated the Houston Rockets in a game that was really back and forth, really close, and a terrific performance from Brook Lopez in that one. You know, he's one of the oldest members of the team, and he's still putting together incredible performances like he did the other night.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty crazy to think that, you know, he just keeps doing it. You know, he came to Milwaukee in 2018, signed him on a biannual exception, something the Bucks haven't been able to access in many, many years, because all they have is minimums at their disposal because they're so deep into the luxury tax. But yeah, he came in 2018. At that point, I think there was a lot of people that thought, maybe his career's over. Maybe this is the last stop. He'll have a season or two, and that will be that. He was trying to find himself, and under Mike Budenholzer, he found a brand new identity. He just blocks a ton of shots, shoots a ton of threes, and is just a huge emotional leader for this Bucks team, and has been since he got here. And the same is kind of been true for this season. You know, this season did not start off the way that it has, but I mean, you look at two of Brook's biggest performances that came in the last three games. And, you know, that Pistons game, he had five threes. I think it's four blocks. It's three steals. You know, a huge offensive night to go with a huge defensive night. And it really felt like it was like him and Giannis willing the Milwaukee Bucks to a win. And again, if you watch that Rockets game, it was like, well, Damian Lillard's coming back from a concussion and he's not quite right. And Giannis is struggling with turnovers tonight. How are they going to find the way through? And Brook Lopez is like, how about I shoot 30 footers? And yeah, that works.
Yeah,
and
he was really launching them from deep. It wasn't just that, you know, it wasn't just like the toe on the line threes. He was really launching them the other night. Yeah, he was feeling himself a little bit too. Like he got, you know, he was hyping himself up after a couple of the big blocks that he had, a couple of those big threes. The crowd was loving it. It was a terrific game from Brook Lopez. If you'd have told me when they signed him in the summer of 2018 that in 2024 he'd still be putting up games like that, I would have been very surprised.
Yeah, no, he's an ageless wonder. He just continues to do it. And yeah, the Bucks need everything they can get right now because it has not been the best start to this season.
No, it hasn't. So maybe you know, me tuning in a little bit more regularly can turn the tide for the Bucks.
Yeah. They've got a game against
the Chicago Bulls tonight. They've got a lot of games on the schedule coming up against Eastern Conference teams. And you know, the Bucks record as it stands is at 5-9, not where you'd want to be at this point of the season. But I think there's, you know, just looking ahead at the next month or so here, there's an opportunity to gain some ground because, for one, they still have Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is still, you know, I'll homer it up here. He's the best player in the world. And I think, you know, you have an Eastern Conference. When you look at the landscape across the Eastern Conference, it is a very weak conference across the board this year outside of those top two teams in the Boston Celtics and Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't checked the standings today, but I know when they won the other night against the Rockets, they were half game out of the play-in at 5-9. It is not the strongest conference. It is, you know, really top-heavy. You have the Cavs and the Celtics who faced off last night. Those two teams are probably going to win 60-plus games. Like, they're just that good. They are really, like, running machine-like kind of operations in both cities. And that's kind of great for the Bucks, especially the way that they started this season. Like, it's okay. Those two can run away, beat up on everyone in the Eastern Conference, other than the Bucks, obviously. But that should hopefully put them in a spot where, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that they could still be the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference. Like, there's really no other teams that are, you know, kind of taking that mantle. The other teams that were hyped up in the same way that the Milwaukee Bucks were in that second tier, the Cavs have jumped up, but the Sixers are even lower than the Bucks. They're 2-11 mm-hmm. right now. You look at the New York Knicks, they've had ups and downs. They've been trying to figure out exactly what's going on and how they're going to do things. So the Bucks kind of get themselves in a spot where, you know, they can still make some noise in the Eastern Conference. And if you get to a spot where, you know, you are facing the Cleveland Cavaliers in the second round, I think that's a matchup you're probably not all that fearful of. Like, I understand by that point, they'll probably have won 60-some games and they'll look great. But the Bucks went toe-to-toe with them twice. One time, they didn't have two of their big three. The other time, they didn't have one of their big three in Chris Middleton. And, like, I just think this is a season that is not over yet. They started off 2-8. They lose to the Boston Celtics. Four of their first 10 games were against the Celtics and the Cavaliers. So they got a number of those tough games out of the way early. Unfortunately, they were losses. So they start 2-8, but they go to Boston on December 6th. You mentioned the stretch that they're in right now. It's 11 games between that Celtics game that dropped in the 2-8 and the next one on December 6th. In that 11 games, they were playing 9 teams in the Eastern Conference that were under 500. They faced the best team was the Houston Rockets, who were 10-4 coming into the game the other night. They just beat them. It's very realistic looking at that schedule, and especially with the way the Bucks have played recently, that they could win 8 of those 11 games, and then all of a sudden you're at a spot where when you're facing the Celtics, you're not that far off from 500. And I mean, even if you look at this week, they snuck out a game against the Rockets. Obviously, they wanted that one against the Hornets on Saturday. They didn't get it. Obviously, a controversy in that one as well. But if you all of a sudden get to the end of this homestand, which ends on Saturday, and the Bucks have beat the Bulls, who are very beatable. They beat the Pacers, who are very beatable. And they beat the Hornets, who, as they've already shown, are very beatable. All of a sudden, you are, I'm pretty sure that would be 8-9 at that point. And then you go to Miami, who's been a mess. And maybe you win that one. And then all of a sudden, you're 500. And 500 is not where this team wants to be. This is a team that has championship aspirations. They've all been very clear about that and how they feel about that. But after such a horrid start, like that, after that 2-8 start, they could realistically, in the 10 games following it, dig themselves all the way out of it and just have a 500 start to the season in the first quarter of the year. And that's not great. That's not what they want. But, man, it looks a whole lot better than it did after 10 games.
If you're just joining us, we are joined here by Eric Naim, beat reporter for the Milwaukee Bucks at The Athletic. I am your guest host this afternoon. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan, so that's why I've got Eric on here talking about the Bucks. Nobody knows the Bucks as well as Eric Naim, covering the team for The Athletic for many years now. So, you know, like you mentioned, there's an opportunity for the Bucks over the next bit here to kind of right the ship as far as the record goes. What are some of the things that you're looking for them to be able to kind of put that together, to put a little bit of a run together? I think, you know, I've seen some strong play from some of the bench players. Doc Rivers has kind of retooled that lineup a little bit. What are you looking for in these next couple games here?
Yeah, I think if you look at, you know, you can kind of break the season up into different segments, but over the last 2 weeks, this is a team that has been fifth in defensive rating. They are still on the season 18th because they were so bad on defense to start the season, but they have found their way on that side of the floor. They've been switching more. They've been getting more deflections. They've been causing more turnovers. They've just been a lot better on the defensive end. And as far as like where there's room for growth, where there's room for opportunity, like the offense is still 21st in the league. And if you're looking at kind of what they're all about, Giannis is putting up numbers that are better than he's ever put up before. Damian Lillard has been spectacular when he's played. It's literally just the rest of the roster has gone through a huge shooting slump. It has not been good, honestly. Like Brooke Lopez is 5 of 8 the other night and 5 of 8 the game before that, but he was starting the season 27% from three. Gary Trent Jr., great shooter, career 38% three-point shooter, 23% from three. Bobby Portis, like just down the line, you know, they haven't shot the ball as well as they could. And I think that's a real opportunity for growth for them.
All right, we will keep talking about this with Eric Naim after the break here. You are listening to The Maggie Don Show on the Civic Media Network. I'm your guest host this afternoon, Dan Schaefer. Stick with us. More Bucks talk after the break.